There was a very important anthropologist, he's the one with whom my works begin, you might say, my studies, Bastian in Germany, end of the last century and first part of this. He was a world traveler and recognized very soon that there were certain motifs that appeared in all of the religions and all the mythologies of the world. Such an idea, for example, as a spiritual power. That's an archetypal image that appears everywhere. And he called these elementary ideas. But they appear in very different forms in different provinces and at different times. And those different forms or costumes he called ethnic or folk ideas. But within the ethnic idea is the elementary idea. And it is those elementary ideas that Carl Jung then began studying and called archetypes of the unconscious. When you say elementary idea, they seem to come from up here. When you say archetypes of the unconscious, they come from up here. And they appear in our dreams as well as in the myths.
So when one scripture talks about being made in his image, in God's image, it's being created with certain qualities that every human being possesses, no matter what that person's religion or culture or geography or heritage.
God would be the ultimate elementary idea of man.
The primal need.
And we are all made in the image of God, okay? So that is the ultimate elementary idea or archetype of man.
I feel stronger in my own faith, knowing that others had the same yearnings and were seeking for the same images to try to express an experience that couldn't be costumed in ordinary human language.
That's right.
I feel much more kinship with all those who follow other ways because it's
this is why clowns are good in religions, because they show that the image is not a fact, but it's a reflex of some kind.